Welcome, welcome. It is March 13th. Guys, it's daylight savings time. I was thrown off. Yeah, I was, because the sun was still out at 7 o'clock. So I'm thinking I still have plenty of time to, you know, get everything together and stuff. But I realized it was like 6 o'clock. I was like, oh my gosh, the sun's still out. I forgot. So I'm still trying to get adjusted to daylight savings time. But anyway, I want to welcome you to Shea Renee and Friends. Guys, thank you for tuning in. Thank you guys for logging into the chat room. Also, guys, the number to call in is 917-889-8224. Guys, we're live every Tuesday night with your weekly motivation. And without further ado, let me go ahead and introduce the whole crew. Sister, how you doing tonight?
Always praise the Lord. Hey, praise the Lord and bless you, children of the Most High. I'm so glad to be here as always. Every week, I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, we're happy to have you, sister. And we're so glad that you're here every week. We're always happy. You just bring just a little sunshine into the room every time.
Well, thank you, baby. I always try to. Hey, said, don't hide your light up under the bushel. So I don't hide it. So I thank you that you see me shining. Thank you, baby. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
All right. Yes, thank you. All right. And we have the relationship and coochie guru. We have the coochie queen. How are you tonight, coochie queen?
Well, hello there, Shay. I am awesome. Okay, I am doing awesome. I just had a beautiful day, and I am feeling awesome, and I am ready for tonight's show. Let's get it.
Okay, ladies, well, I'm excited that you're excited tonight. We're going to hit on some trending topics. I've got some good music to play tonight. We're going to kind of stay on a inspirational kind of tip. You know, I've been kind of doing my little meditation tonight, and sister kind of came over a little earlier.
Yes, we had some good times, didn't we, baby? Ooh, and you can cook, honey. You can cook, girl. Yes.
Oh, well, thank you, sister. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I, you know, it was leftovers, but, you know, you didn't mind leftovers, you know, because I can't cook every day. I eat alone, so. Anyway, somebody's hungry. Hey, I cook, and so I'm always got some extra. It's kind of hard to cook by yourself, but, you know, these ladies, they'll come by to eat.
Yes, we will. You don't even have to ask twice. All you got to do is just say, sister, I cook, or sister, I got some food. You know what's church folks got, and we like to eat.
Well, yes. Okay. All right. Well, now I know, so I'm going to call you now.
Yes, baby, call me. We love to eat. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Well, before we get started, can I tell you a little bit about a trip that I took this weekend?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, this weekend, me and my husband, we went out of town. And, you know, we take vacations, and that's just kind of like what we do to kind of keep our relationship spicy. So, you know, we keep date night in our relationship. And that keeps it spicy. Yes, it keeps it spicy. What I have learned is that you have to continue dating. Yes, you have to continue dating when you're in a relationship. And so this is what me and my husband, we did this past weekend. We went to a spa. Yes. Yes. And we had dual massages, and it was awesome. Yes. And so, as the Gucci Queen and relationship, bringing you your news every week, make sure that you date your lover, your mate, your partner. Keep it spicy. Keep what you did together. Keep it up. And always remember, ladies and men, once you get them, remember, somebody else wanted them. So work to keep. And I'm your coochie queen. And that's your relationship and coochie dudes. And what I did with my man this past weekend. So have fun. I love your man. And hey, have a healthy relationship.
All right. Well, Gucci, that sounds awesome. I mean, like, so y'all are in the same room, y'all getting the massages together and everything. Are y'all looking at each other? Or y'all just don't even know you're in the room.
Well, now, you really don't know that you're in the room. But the point is,
I didn't think you did because I've had massages.
Yes, but the point is, it's a shower mat and it's all relaxing. You feel like a wet noodle. You go back and, you know, and it's just perfect. It just makes everything perfect. You know, you just have to get away. You have to release the pressure. You have to release the stress. And you have to bond. And that's just a great way to bond.
Okay, all right. A great way to bond. All right. I love that. I love that. That's the Coochie Queen. All right, giving us some relationship news. Also sharing some great things what she did with her partner, her husband, this past weekend. And so, all right, Coochie Queen. Well, guys, you want to talk about some news?
Yeah, baby. Bring it on. Bring it on. Bring it on. Bring it on, honey. Bring it on.
All right. All right. All right. I'm going to bring it on. Okay. Well, I want to say this first before we get into the news. Happy birthday to whoever's celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday to you. I don't know whose birthday it is right now, but anyway, I'm saying happy birthday, but I don't have anybody I know that has a birthday. Do you have them?
Yes, I do. I have my 8th baby, and it's his birthday tomorrow. And so I want to wish my baby, my 8th baby, his name is Emmanuel, and he will be, how old will he be? How old am I? Anyway, I know his birthday tomorrow, though. I just don't know how old he is, but, you know, I know his birthday tomorrow. I know when he was born. I just don't know how long ago he was born. I got like 12 kids. It's hard to keep up with. Then I think, I don't know. You know what I mean? How can you keep up with 12 birthdays? It's hard for me to keep up with mine. So, count it to my head and not my heart, baby. Emmanuel, you know your mama love you. So, happy birthday, baby. I love you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Bless you.
All right. All right. So, you have 12 babies. I've just seen 3.
Well, they live all over, honey. They grown. So they got their lives. You know, they come and visit during the holiday. You just got to come over to the house during the holiday. Then you're going to see all the kids. They come to my house. They say, it ain't nothing like mama cooking. It make their wife mad. But I'm just like, baby, I ain't trying to make you mad. But I can't cook. But I don't mind giving you the recipe now. Because I don't want your husband, my child, to come back home. Nope, nope. But I'll give you my recipe. So then, you know, he ain't got to move back in. So you don't want you to move him out. You can't move back in with me. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, you know, you're probably what?
Girl, I don't know how old I am. I got to find my driver's license. It's hard, girl. I'm trying to remember everything. I got 12 children. I got 12 birthdays. Then I got a husband. That's another birthday. Then I got siblings. That's my birthday. Now you want me to remember all them birthdays and then remember my birthday? I can't do it. I need help. So I got to find my driver's license or my birth certificate. And then next week, I can tell you what my birthday is. How old I am.
You don't even remember your birth. Okay, all right. You don't remember your birthday?
It's hard. Didn't I just tell you? Okay, all right. I'm done. Well, I don't have as much as she has to remember. But I remember mine. And I am a wonderful 69 years old.
Oh, well, Coach, you don't even look it. You look awesome.
Well, thank you. I have a great mind. And we do yoga.
All right. All right, Coochie. Keep that yoga. Do some yoga. You heard it from the Coochie Queen. All right. All right. So, sister, she don't remember her birthday. But anyway, and so maybe by the end of the show, you'll kind of remember your birthday. What you think?
I don't know. I think I need help.
Isn't that the first step to admit you need help? Okay, I need help. Remember my birthday. I got 2 minutes. I got security code. I got passwords. I got birthdays. I got appointments. I got prayer meetings. I got Bible study. I got church. And I ain't got no calendar. I ain't got no calendar. I just blow day by day.
Well, since you're going to have to need a calendar because you got a lot of stuff going.
I know. That's why I can't remember my birthday. Because I think I can keep it all up in here.
Well, I'm going to tell you, you can't keep it all up in there. So you need to find you a calendar.
Okay. Well, I'm going to get that next week. And I'm going to remember my birthday. I'm going to bring my birthday, too, next week.
Okay. All right. All right. We're going to pray for you that you can remember your birthday. All right. So, it's daylight savings time. What do y'all think? Y'all think we need to be going back to, like, daylight savings time and then dial back and stuff? You know, I kind of like the daylight savings time. It kind of, like, gives you the feel that spring is almost here. What do you think?
Yeah, I like some anyway. Because, you know, you want to be out more and you get more daylight. And like you said, you was late today for the show because it was their daylight last night. And so in the winter, all I want to do is sleep. But they say in the winter, you do want to hibernate.
Well, Sasa, now, ain't nothing wrong with hibernating now. Depends on now who you hibernating with.
Well, I didn't say it wasn't nothing hibernating. I didn't say nothing wrong. What I'm saying is that when it's like 4 o'clock in the evening, you better go to bed because it's dark outside. Don't nobody go to bed until 4 o'clock in the evening. And then you wake up, it's like 12 o'clock at night. And you feel like you done slept all night. Then you gotta get up. And you gotta get up. And you gotta go work. And like 6. But then you wake up at 12. Like you done slept all night. So you can't sleep. So then you gotta get up at 6. So then you go to work. Now you're tired. You see what I'm saying?
Well, that's a lie. But I see what you're saying. But that was a lie.
Well, I'm just explaining it. It was a lie. Okay, well, I didn't know it was a lie. I was just saying that I saw it.
Well, sister, you know, we know you got a lot of stuff in your head, so, you know, you may be like, you know, it may take you a long time to tell a story because you got a lot of stuff in your head.
Is that what it is? Oh, okay, well, thank you. See, I said I needed help, you see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. See how the Lord answers prayers. I said I needed help. You see, look, help just came. I got a lot of stuff in my mind. That's why I talk to you a long time to tell a story. I got you now. All right, I'm in my mind.
Okay, all right. Now, we're going to talk about some news, okay? And then we're going to come back after we share this song because we're gonna give some good spiritual music, and I like this song. It's with Tasha Cobbs Leonard and Nicki Minaj. I'm Getting Ready. And so, you know, it's just something motivational before we get into the news. But before we go, let me tell you this, and we'll be right back after this. The White House is in uproar, and after this song, hey, we're going to be back to tell you more. All right? Until we come back.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Cause victory is here. Kick the feet out the door. God's doing a new.
Cause I serve a God that parted the Red Sea. Multi-million dollar commercials for Pepsi. From food stamps to more ice and Gretzky. I don't gotta talk, the Lord defends me. I watch them all fall for going against me. Cause me and all my angels shot the devil up. While you was trying to pull me down, I leveled up. I leveled up twice, I leveled up three times. He tapped them and told them she's mine. So even when I cried, I knew I'd be fine. Prepared for a miracle blessing in these times. I praise them, raise them, name it, claim it. Every turn that rises up against me, shame it. I breathe success in and out my lungs. Got the power of life and death coming out my tongue.
Oh,
All right. That was Tasha Cobbs and Nicki Minaj. I'm getting ready. I mean, that song gets me excited every time I hear it.
I'm telling you, it does. And I just love, you just always play the good music, and you know I need that song.
I already sent you that song.
You sent me that song?
Yeah, I sent you that song. That means you ain't opening up and listening to the songs that I be sending you, sister.
Yes, I do. That's why I be telling you to send them to me. But I didn't open up the last couple of them. It might have been in that one, maybe.
I'm pretty sure it was. But I sent them to you, so you might want to check. But you do have that song.
Okay, well, as long as I got that song, I'm okay.
You got that song, sister. Before we took the break, I was left you with the White House was up in an uproar. And really, I don't think it's, you know, he's kind of rebuilding the cabinet. But Rex Tillerson, I didn't know much about him as the Secretary of State. But from what I hear today, the new Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, he is a CIA director. He's going to be the new Secretary of State. And from what I'm hearing from the reviews, he's got a great record, and I think it's going to be a female involved. I didn't get that part of it, but I think they said that it might be a female involved, and that will be history being made and a glass ceiling being broken. And so, I'm kind of happy about that. I mean, you know, I'm kind of happy about, and I think the woman worked with Obama, so it's kind of like the bipartisan thing. I'm happy about that, and you know, and I think that, you know, with him rebuilding the cabinet and stuff, I think maybe a little bipartisan, maybe even in the cabinet, because I think Obama had a little bit of bipartisan in it, because I think, you know, right now with elections getting ready to come up and stuff, I think, you know, it's so important to hear all sides when it comes to this election process, because we have this upcoming election and, you know, the voters are saying that they feel that neither party represents the people. And so I think that if the parties can come together and work together on a, you know, I don't know why, I'm really wanting to know why we ever came up with the different parties. I mean, you know, and why, you know, because a lot of people believe that because of everything that's going on, that it might just be doing away with parties. What do you guys think? I mean, you know, do you think we need to continue a Republican and Democrat, or do you think you just need to get people who are for the people, you know what I'm saying, and for the conducive, you know, the melting pot of the people and being able to meet the needs of the people? I remember watching, go ahead, sister, you got something to say?
Well, you know, I wanted to say, you know, because you were saying about the whole office and stuff. And I think because Republicans are conservative, Democrats are liberal. But I feel like, and this is kind of like, it's kind of like you don't know how to resolve anything until you can, like, communicate. And communication, I believe, is the key. In any relationship, you got to be able to communicate. But in order to communicate, you got to be able to communicate effective now. You can communicate all day, but if it's not effective communication, then it ain't going to matter. But you got to make sure that you got effective listening along with effective communication. And I think because of these upcoming elections coming on, see, the House and the Senate belong to the Republicans anyway. And if he's going to rebuild the team or his cabinet, because he's got to replace a lot of people, and I believe that, and Obama did this, and several other presidents, you know, they've kind of merged it in the cabinet with a couple of Democrats and a couple of Republicans to balance it out. And so they were able to hear both sides and still meet the needs of the people. And so I think that that would help when it comes to what's going on. And I believe there's a lot of good people out there. I do. That can do the job. And so you just got to find them. But I think. That's what I think.
Okay, so. All right. Well, it's all about, you know, opinions and everything, you know. And so, you know, I'm thinking, you know, maybe, you know, a different perspective. You know, we are in 2018 and stuff. And so, you know, and, you know, we are public servants. We are public servants for the people, you know, and all, you know, in America is a big melting pot, you know. And so we've got to be, you know, what's best for the United States in general. And so we definitely have to do that, doing what's best for America when it comes to that. Now, all presidents have international relationships and basically government officials because we have the United Nations. And I'm thinking that, you know, with the United Nations and everything, I was listening to commentaries today and about politics and everything, and they were saying that how and I know Trump and Putin, they've kind of, you know, since he got elected, they've been pretty tight. And I'm thinking, okay, well, the commentators today on the news are saying that, you know, Russia's involvement with the election that happened here in the U.S. and a couple of other elections, that it's a big interference and stuff. And I'm just sitting up here like, what is going on? I mean, seriously, like, what is going on? I was talking to a friend of mine today, because we, you know, we kind of talk about politics and stuff. And I was just so speechless because I'm just like, okay, now what is going on? You know, especially as a leader. And I'm thinking that, okay, you know, we have two different types of countries. You know, America's a democracy, Russia is a communist country. And so if it's being, you know, if it's affecting the democracy and affecting elections, and they were saying it was affecting things that were going on in Italy and different things like that. So I'm kind of trying to figure out what exactly is going on. And is there a way that there could be a meeting to talk to Putin and saying, hey, get, you know, line up, like, these are the guidelines and you don't need to cross these guidelines, and that stops of what the interference is happening when it comes to Russia, you know, because it's kind of like getting out of hand. We can't move forward with important policies. And so I think that all the distractions need to be removed. And I'm thinking that all the distractions need to be removed so that we can focus on policy and implementing policy that's gonna, you know, make America, you know, what it, the fabric of America is, you know, the American dream. It's, you know, coming to America because it's the land of the free. This is what America was built up on. This is the vision, I guess, they give you of what America is. So I wonder, can we really actually have that vision of what America really is? You know, the land of opportunity, you know, the, you know, American dream and all of that. And so these are just some of the things that I just heard on the news today and stuff, of some of the stuff that they were talking about, and some of the new picks and stuff like that. I'm just hoping that the background checks will begin to be extensive, because been, you know, because of the background checks, this is why we're having, I think this is why the turnover is happening right now, because there's no background checks, and it needs to be extensive background checks. And so they had CIA director, Mike Pompeo. And so I think that, you know, the background checks will be way better. And, you know, if it doesn't get in line, I mean, come on, President Trump, you've got those sanctions, and you might need to put them in place if they're going to continue to interfere in elections. And so, you know, it's got to be some guidelines and some boundaries and stuff about what's going on right now. But I do feel like it's a bipartisan, you know, I think a lot of things are becoming bipartisan. I heard a couple of things today, that ended up being bipartisan. And so I think that there's been some agreement between the people, I think, between the two parties. So I'm wondering, how long will these two parties, you know, still exist? Will we go down to just not having a party, or, you know, will we continue to do the parties, the different parties, you know, and then, you know, we have the independents and, you know, but most people are Democrat or Republican, you know, we know that and stuff. So I wonder, will it continue? You know, I haven't heard anything about the meeting with Trump and North Korea. They're worried about the nuclear bombing. I think everybody's worried about the nuclear bombing. I remember about the Twitter beef that they were having, but I think that it's turned around, and I think it's a good sign that they're wanting to meet now to discuss the problem. I think that's a great thing, you know, to discuss the problem and maybe come to a resolution and, you know, and come to some kind of solution. And I think South Korea was in, you know, maybe the Winter Olympics helped. I don't know, you know, I mean, because, you know, it was in Korea. So maybe the Winter Olympics helped with this meeting between President Trump and North Korea. So how do you guys feel about that? Because, like, you know, with the Twitter beef and everything, I wasn't sure about it, but I know that presidents have done this in the past. And they've been able to make deals with, you know, not so sure countries and stuff, and, you know, and kind of, you know, keep control over, you know, the situation and making sure that, you know, that situation doesn't get out of hand. So several presidents have done this before. And so I think that, you know, tight guidelines and stuff like that. We did that with Iran. Obama did that with Iran. A lot of people aren't happy about the Iran deal. But, you know, Obama did that, and that was monumental of what he did. But I don't know if this administration is happy about the Iran deal, but I don't know if we should be done with it. I think maybe I'm thinking that if they're dangerous, now this is just me, if a country seems dangerous, then it's like, okay, well, if it's dangerous and it's going to affect, you know, the majority, then it's kind of like, okay, well, there's some, you know, guidelines and something needs to be put in place to kind of control that so it doesn't affect the majority, you know. And so because, you know, I think that that's going to really be important moving forward, because you're going to have to deal with it. You're going to have to talk about it. You're going to have to come up with some solution. It's just point blank. There's no avoiding it. It's going to have to be something done with it. We don't want a war. I mean, you know, we don't want that. Anybody with, you know, children, you know, we really don't want war. But anyway, so that's on politics. President Trump was out looking at border walls and everything today, and getting wall prototypes. And, you know, I pray we get immigration under control. You know, I remember going to school, and I went to school with people who got an opportunity to come here from different countries. We had exchange students and, you know, some meeting people from all over the world and stuff in school. Got an opportunity to do that. I always thought that was kind of interesting, and that was kind of great, you know, meeting people from different countries and stuff. I like culture. I do. I can't speak nothing but English. And I can say, like, hola. De nada. Arrivederci. I don't know if arrivederci is Spanish.
Well, I heard it somewhere. And so them the foreign words I know.
What about you, Coochie? You know any foreign languages?
No. Well, yeah. I speak in tongues.
I don't know if you call that a foreign language. Oh, my goodness. I don't know if you would call that a foreign language, though.
Oh. Well, okay. Well, then, no. I just speak English.
Okay. That was funny, though.
Well, thank you, Shay.
You're very, very welcome. All right. Now, we're going to go back to another song. We're going to be back after this. Yeah, I got to get my little chuckle on. I just got tickled about the language of tongues spoken by the Coochie Queen. Anyway, we'll be right back after this. Vanessa Bell Armstrong, good news. Cut that little bit short. Yes, I know. I love that song. I do. I love that song. I know. I love that song too. I know. But we're going to cut it a little bit shorter because we're almost out of time. It's kind of funny how time be flying. It just seems like we just went live on air.
I mean, it just seems like we just,
it is count it down. It's amazing. It just doesn't seem long. When we're on for an hour, it just does not seem like an hour. It gets its truth. Time flies when you're having fun. Well, that's what they say. Yeah, that's what they say.
Yeah, that's what they say. That's sure what they say. But, you know, we're all about the purpose-driven life, man, you know, living the best life that you can. Enjoying what you do, man. And if you don't enjoy what you do, get in a feel that you will enjoy what you're doing. Don't make work work. Make work not work. Make it something that you enjoy doing, you know, and that just fuels and just sets you on fire on the inside. You know, I'm a passionate person, and this is one thing that I have to have that fire on the inside of me, you know, and that passion to do, you know, what I'm called to do in life. And usually if you're called to do it, then it is that like passion, that fire, that if I don't do this, I'm going to die trying to do this, you know, and that's how passionate it is. You know, I don't want to just do something just to be doing it. I want to do something because it's a meaning behind what I'm doing, and it's a purpose tied to what I'm doing, you know. And I mean, ladies, do you feel like that?
Yes, because that's the Lord's plan. Anything that the Lord gives you, it should be bigger than you. If it's not, then you need to reevaluate, because we're supposed to be blessed to be a blessing to others. And so we ought to always be, you know, it's kind of like we have to see ourselves as a tree. Look at a tree. Now you have the roots. Got several roots. They solid in the ground. They make sure the tree is solid. And then the tree comes up and you got the branches. You hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, now I'm preaching. And so when you look at the tree, then you got the branch. Then you got them limbs. And them limbs might bear some fruit. It might bloom a leaf. It might bloom a flower. But you see, started at the root, and it ended up in branches, several branches, and it ended up making a pretty, beautiful tree that when you go outside or in the woods, in the wilderness, you'll see how something was planted and how it was grew and it was fruitful and it multiplied. With me saying all that, because I got a lot of stuff on my mind, and that's why it takes me a long time to talk about it, because I just found it out tonight. And so, what I was saying there was...
Well, it's all right, sister. We got your point, though. So, we're supposed to be like trees. It had branches. It bear fruit. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah, and I remember now. We were talking about the fish and the purpose should be bigger than you. And that's why it need to be bigger than you. Because the tree, it can get all them limbs. And that's why the vision's going to always be bigger than you. I'm just saying three. And that wouldn't even be your spiritual insight. But I'm just saying, that could be your spiritual insight tonight. Because I think I just preached the message.
Okay, sister, yeah, you just preached a message. Okay, Coach, you a mess, you know. You okay, Coachie, now, Coachie Queen, you do what you love to do?
Well, yes, I love people, I felt like I am the very essence of love. And I think that when you
have a relationship with the with God. You have to be spiritual to understand love, because that's the kind of love that, you know, it's kind of like that love that accepts you regardless. And so when you have that spiritual connection, it kind of helps you understand the essence and what love really is and what it transpires you into. And so with the love, it gives me a passion to build up relationships, to build up people, to help people in their relationships. There is nothing like long-lasting, knowing that the one you're with is the one you're supposed to be with. Because that means it was meant to be. And like me and my husband, we've been married for 50 years, and we're passionate. And it's a fire in us. For all of us. So I think that you would need to have that passion and agree. I agree for purpose. I agree for legacy. I agree for destiny. I agree. You have to be purpose driven. And it will be a fire in you. Yes, it will. Because there's a fire in me every day. When I come on this air, I have a fire in me to teach you about relationships and bring you your coaching. All right. And you know what? That's what gives you purpose. That's what gives you the drive to get up, do, go, and move the way that you move because of that fire that's in you. You can't deny the fire. Even if you try to run from the fire, you can't deny the fire, because the fire is going to always bring you back because it's a fire. And so it's going to do something that everything, and other stuff might not do. You know what I'm saying? But it's going to do something to you in a way that something, you know, I mean, because you know it when you see it. And when you're passionate about something, you're doing something that you're passionate. Ladies, do you feel like you ever go to work when you're passionate about something?
I don't ever feel like it. And you know what? Even if I work long days and I come home and I'm wild, I still lay back with a smile on my face because I'm happy about what I've done and what I just put out in the world just that day and what I did. And how I encourage that one person or that clerk. And so I see it in everything. And so, yes, they talk to me.
What you want to talk about?
Well, Shay, I thought she was going to ask the question. She's going to ask me what I want to talk about. I ain't got no question. I don't know what we talk about. I done forgot.
But why you keep forgetting?
I don't know. You just told me. I got too much on my brain, girl. I can't remember.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. You ain't never been like this.
I know. But I just told you my schedule that I got it in my head. And it ain't on no calendar. But I got it in my head.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I remember that. You ain't never told me that before. Yeah. But you did tell me your calendar.
I know. Maybe I shouldn't tell you my calendar. Then I would have probably forgot about it. And then I would have been flowing right.
Well, you didn't need to forget your calendar, though.
Well, yeah, you're right.
Okay, coach. Okay, sister. Now, we were going to talk tonight, too, about what you got upcoming.
Well, okay. Oh, yes. I almost forgot. You just reminded me. Okay, yeah, I wanted to mention this before we got up here. And so, Shay, thank you.
You're welcome, sister.
Okay. Well, you know, my church is at 5555 Evans Specialty Boulevard. And you know we are open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And guess what? We got 10 revival going on this coming up weekend. Yes, we do. It's going to be all day, all night. Yes, right. All day. Yep, revival this weekend. This is our church, 5555 Evans Specialty Boulevard. Don't miss it. It's going to be Evangelist. What's his name? Evangelist Rumpum Did. Yeah, Rumpum Diggin. There he is. Yep, he's going to be there this weekend. Yep. And so you don't want to miss it. Yes. Yes.
All right. All right. Well, there you go. You have it. Revival. Success Spring Church. All right. 10 Revival. I ain't seen no 10 Revival in years. Like, I think I was a baby. I think I was a kid. They still have 10 Revival.
Well, they don't. But we going to.
How you going to do that? You going to do it in a parking lot?
Yes. But don't tell nobody. Because we ain't got no permit.
Oh, Lord. How you going to do a 10 Revival and you ain't been right by the city? Football?
Where the girl forget?
Sister. So what you going to do if you have the revival and they tell you to take the 10 down?
Well, we just going to continue revival without the 10.
Oh, Lord. Coach and helper.
Ashay? No.
No? Okay.
No. No. Mm-mm. She just said, if they make her take down our 10, they gonna have it.
I ain't helping with that. You know, that, I'm going to be there with a camera. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to tape it.
Oh, what you going to, no, what you going to tape it for? What you going to do to Facebook Live?
Where you know about Facebook Live?
You told me about it. You remember?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I forgot. Okay, I was like, you don't got all hip with the face. Okay.
No, I ain't got hip. You just told me.
But now, you know what? Now, I might just do that. I might just do that. Especially if they come and remove that tent. I'm going to do that. I'm recording. I'm just wondering when they going to show up to remove the tent. Are they going to show up during the praise and worship? They going to show up during the offering, or they gonna show up during the message on the altar call? I'm gonna be there though. Camera. I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna record that. Yeah, that's gonna be that. Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, that's a plan. Okay, we gonna be supposed to have some research to see this. Okay, yeah, we got to see this. All right. Well, make sure you guys follow the show. Visit the website, bytvlive.com. Subscribe to the site. Guys, we'll keep you updated once you subscribe to the site and become a part of the site. Make sure you follow the show. And if no one's told you that they love you today, hey, I'm telling you that I love you today. All right. And so, with nothing else, we're going to go out of here. We're going to go out of here with a little bit of Hezekiah. God favors me. So, till next week. Love y'all.
My testimony, everybody, how God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is patient, caring. Love is kind.
Love is felt most.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
I had my share of love abuse,
manipulated, and its strength
misused.
And I can't help but to give God
glory
when I think about my story. Oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored
me
because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed, on my way to my destiny, because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love is patient.
Love is kind.
Love is
felt most
when it's genuine.
I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated
it
and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today when I think about all I've been through and I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did. They told a whole lot of lies. But God favored me. My character,
my
integrity,
my faith in God, he
saved me. But it would not
fall,
would not bend,
won't
compromise.
God
favored
me.
I spoke life
and
prosperity.
I
even spoke
health.
He favored
me.
They whispered about
me.
They conspired
against
me. They told
a whole
lot of lies on
me.
But God favored
me.
My character.
My integrity.
My
faith
in
God.
My faith
in God.
He favored
me.
Will not
fall.
It will
not
fall.
Will not bend.
Not gonna bend.
Won't compromise.
God
favored
me.
I speak
life. I speak
prosperity.
And I speak
health.
In question, but he favored
me.
I promised him that I wouldn't compromise, although I was going through. And I spoke life,
and
I spoke prosperity,
and
I spoke health.
See,
but I want you to know tonight you got faith.
God favors me.
In your trial, in your test, in your hard time, don't worry.
God favors me.
Attack your character, attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no.
God favors me.
Touch your neighbor, encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it, tell them I got it. Praise God. Thank God, everybody. One more time, everybody, lift your voice all over this world and say, God favors me.